Questions 18 to 20 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the passage.
Alaska, which was called Russian America before it was sold to the United States of America, joined the Union as the 49th state in 1959. Alaska is now the largest of all the 50 states. A wide open frontier of dense lowland forests, mid-range frozen tundra, and the towering peaks and glaciers of its many mountain ranges are the elements which combine to make Alaska one of America's harshest and most foreboding states. It was in 1867 that President A. Johnson's Secretary of State, Seward, bought Alaska from the Russians at a cost of $7.2 million. The buying of the huge northern landmass seemed at first something foolishly done. Not only was Alaska difficult to reach, but it was also hard to live in and appeared to have no importance in the time of war. Besides, there are volcanoes there as Alaska lies on the Pacific Ring of Fire. In Alaska, large treeless areas are covered with snow all year round. For these reasons, the buying of Alaska was called Seward's Folly at the time. However, in 1896, gold was found in Alaska, and people poured into the land quickly. Since then, other important natural resources were discovered, including oil. Soon, people changed their thinking about Seward's Folly. But most people visit Alaska in order to see the endless beauty of nature that the northern land discloses to them. For instance, there are about 11,000 islands in Alaska. And in a certain area of Alaska, the sun does not set for 82 days every year.